baby.
Well, they can if they impregnate a woman, yes.
But that's not homosexuality.
Well, no, but you asked whether two men can produce a child, and I answered you, yes, they can. But okay, let's even take the most ridiculously generous statistic of homosexuality of, say, 10%, you know, and I think that's quite high, but that's usually what's bandied about. That would still leave 90% of the population able to reproduce, Joshua, so I think that the population's probably going to be okay.
Do you not for 1 minute think that actually homosexuality is a mental illness, a sexual perversion, as it was previously...
No, but you didn't answer me, Joshua. If 90% of the population are still able to procreate, then why do you think that people being gay is going to stop society continuing?
They're educating this LGBT nonsense in schools. They're encouraging children to become homosexual.
So you think you can catch gay?
The statistics are rising by the year.
So you think you can catch gay?
No, the statistics are rising by the year.
So you can catch gay? You can be taught to be gay?
Well, it's certainly encouraged in school.
Let's go back to the animal situation. Then,
children are brainwashed.
How do animals become gay then? If humans are taught in schools, because I don't think animals go to school.
I said that being taught is another aspect of how this is spread, but fundamentally, homosexuality is a mental illness.
I mean, I don't know. I think stupidity, bigotry, you know, a lack of compassion for other people, I think all of those are probably more mentally ill than homosexuality, Joshua.
Well, I think actually it's perfectly natural. I mean, you use the word bigoted a lot, and actually it's nature. We have views for a reason. I have these views, like many other people in this country, because it's right to oppose perversions. It's right to oppose things that are wrong in society.
I don't know why you care, though. I mean, I take that, and if that's your view, that's absolutely wonderful. But what I find strange is why you care. I mean, why do you actually care? If 90% of the population still procreate, right, and if no one is asking you to be gay and no one is trying to make you gay, why do you care? In what way does it actually affect your life?
Well, it affects my race, and that is what...
But why does it affect your race? I don't understand how it affects your race.
As I have already explained, it is stopping our people from reproducing. It is encouraging this perversion. So it is affecting my race, and somebody has to voice what the majority are thinking.
Okay. Well, do you feel you've done that now, Joshua?
Absolutely.
Okay, do you feel better for it?
Well, of course.
Have you got a girlfriend, Joshua?
Why is that relevant?
I'm just interested.
We're talking about homosexuality.
I know, but you're talking about reproduction and you're talking about how important it is to reproduce.
So have you got a girlfriend?
No, I don't, Joshua. No, I don't.
Why not? Why don't you have a girlfriend?
I just don't have a girlfriend at the moment, no.
Okay, oh, that's very... I'm just curious as you're asking me, but, you know, that's...
I just don't have one at the moment. So do you have one at the moment?
Well, what's the point? Where's the relevance of that?
Well, because you're talking about the importance of reproduction and procreation, so I think it's absolutely relevant to ask you, who someone who's so passionate about your race being saved, so to speak, whether you're in a relationship and hoping to reproduce.
Again, that is I've already stated that is my fundamental natural duty. It's everybody's
absolutely.
Natural
so,
duty
are you attempting to fulfil your duty by being in a relationship at the moment?
Well, that's an incredibly personal question.
You think we're being personal?
I will do that when the time is right. Okay. I won't do that because you're asking me to reproduce, as it apparently seems. So, no, I will do that when the time is right.
This is a wind-up, isn't it, Joshua? Come on, this is a wind-up.
No, absolutely not.
You don't really. You're not really being serious with me, are you?
I am being very serious, and there are a lot of people in this country that hold the same views. They will just not be silenced by the politically correct few that call us bigots, racists, and all the rest
of
you.
Well, I mean, you are a bit bigoted. Come on, Joshua. You really are, aren't you? Just a little bit.
I'm truthful. That's what I am. I'm being honest.
You're a bit paranoid as well. I'm a bit worried about you, Joshua. I think you're a bit paranoid. You think kind of everyone's out to get you. You think people are trying to wipe you out. You think the gays are trying to recruit you. You think black people are trying to wipe out your race. I mean, I think you're a bit paranoid, Joshua.
No, I don't think black people are trying to wipe out my race. That's quite a racist thing of you to say, actually.
Okay, well, so did I misunderstand you when you said that it was white genocide?
You've mentioned black people several times. You know, what is your issue with black people?
Oh, I'm completely racist, Joshua. That's the problem. I'm completely racist.
Well, you do sound very anti-white in a lot of your views.
Yeah, I am. I'm anti-white and I'm anti-black. I mean, that's the problem. Imagine being me, Joshua. It's a right nightmare.
Oh, sure. No, what I'm saying is this is part of cultural Marxism.
Yes.
Homosexuality, paedophilia, these things are slowly being legalised to pervert our race.
Okay.
And this cultural Marxism, I never said it was started by black people, as you insinuated. I said that cultural Marxism is a product of Jews that was created in the Frankfurt School.
Okay. Joshua, I've got to get to the news now. I've just realised I'm so late for it, but I've really enjoyed our chat.
Thank you.
And, you know, just wondering, just one final thing. You still there?
Yes.
Would you like to go for a drink with me sometime?
Why is that relevant?
I just think you sound like a really nice guy and I'd quite like to get to know you a bit.
No, you can keep your drink for yourself.
Really? I think that'll be lovely. I know a lovely little place on Old Compton Street where you and I get a nice little table in the corner.
You're all right, thank you.
Oh, go on, Joshua. We could talk about your obsession with anal sex together.
I think your obsession with
I'd really like to talk to you about it, and I'd like to talk to you about it in a really in-depth way. No? Joshua? Oh, I think Joshua might have hung up. It's a shame, isn't it? Let's get you up to date with the latest news headlines. Here's Zora Suleiman.
CCTV footage has emerged showing the three missing London schoolgirls who are thought to have fled to Syria to join Islamic State. The footage, recorded less than 24 hours after the teenagers left their homes in East London, show them at a bus station in Istanbul. Police believe they've now crossed into Syria to join Islamic State militants. A row has erupted over David Cameron's plans to ban hate preachers from universities.